East Carolina University is an anomaly among most North Carolina universities. While much of the state looks forward to winter, to the start of basketball season, Pirate fans long for autumn and the start of football season. ECU football is in its 85th year, and 2016 may go down as one of the more notable campaigns in program history. It's Coach Scotty Montgomery's first year, and it follows the controversial sacking of his predecessor, Ruffin McNeil. Chris Thomas spoke to Jeff Charles, longtime radio play-by-play commentator for ECU football, about where the Pirates stand now and what their prospects are for the rest of the season.
This team has started 2-1. Is this a good 2-1 this team has gotten off to, or is this maybe a shakier or maybe even a problematic 2-1?
No, anytime you look at East Carolina's schedules and you look down through the history of the program in September, East Carolina, almost every year in recent years, has played ACC schools, SEC schools. You might mix in some other big-time programs as well. And so the September schedule for East Carolina is always very, very difficult. And for East Carolina at this point to be 2-1 with a chance to go 3-1, that says a lot for where the football program is, because most of these games in September, East Carolina is an underdog in these games, and they have to pull upsets to win.
We're already a quarter of the way through the season, three games in, and do you see a team identity already shaping?
Yeah, I think so. I think Scotty Montgomery has brought a very disciplined approach, a very businesslike, workmanlike approach, and I think you see that on the field. I think the kids are very confident because he's very confident. He's a bright young guy. He's only 38 years old. I think he has a terrific future in football coaching. And I think that confidence that he radiates really is passed along to his players. And I think the kids have really bought in here. And it was a difficult transition going from Ruffin McNeil to Scotty Montgomery. Coach Ruff is very popular here. He was a Pirate. He played at East Carolina, graduated from the school. It was not a very popular decision when he was let go last year. But those things happen in college athletics and college football. It's a big business these days. And Scotty Montgomery's had a big job coming in here and kind of settling the waters, as he likes to say, with the fan base. And he's done a good job with that. And I think the players have really picked up and bought into what he wants to do. And I think this team looks really good.
You mentioned discipline, and that's something that stood out to me is the penalty situation. It was a real killer last year and in some of the more recent seasons. But this year, as far as where we are in the season, three games in, this is the lowest penalty total and penalty yard since 2012. And you know, is that something that stood out to you as well?
Yeah, there's no question about that. Especially the first two games, it was really good. I mean, the penalties were way down the first two. Now, last week, they took a step back because there were eight penalties in the game. And as I went down into the locker room to visit with Coach Montgomery for a television show, he was really upset, to be honest with you, when I walked in the locker room. And those eight penalties drove him crazy because he has emphasized so much, we're not going to have penalties this year. And, you know, things happen in the heat of the battle of the game, and you preach it and you preach it, but, you know, guys are 18, 19, 20 years old, and things happen in games, and sometimes they get penalties.
And it looks like, you know, the AAC may not be a power conference, but they're certainly not cupcakes this year. Is this going to be a tough conference for the Pirates to sail their way through?
Well, the good news is East Carolina doesn't have to play Houston this year, and Houston's the number six team in America. But they've got a tough schedule, and October's a very big month for ECU. Now, they open up with UCF, and that's a team that did not win a game last year. They had a nightmarish season. They were 0-12, but they are much improved. They took a Big Ten team, Maryland, into double overtime in Orlando last week before they lost that game. So they are a lot better. And then East Carolina has to go down to South Florida and play USF. And USF is picked to win the East Division of the American Athletic Conference. It's going to be a tough game down there. South Florida is 3-0. Also, Navy comes in. Navy has been a nightmare for the Pirates to play against with that offense that they run. The Pirates have had a devil of a time with that over the years. That's going to be another tough game, and the Pirates have to go to Cincinnati, play a really good Cincinnati team. They got a vote this week in the top 25, and they're really good, and they expect to have a good season as well.
What do you think the outcome is going to be on a Saturday afternoon?
Well, I never predict games, but I will tell you this. I think the Pirates will go up there and play very well. East Carolina has a history of playing very well against Virginia Tech. The Pirates have won the last two games over the Hokies, so they really have the confidence that they can go up there and win the football game. Being around the players, and they go to practice on Tuesday nights and talk with the players, they're very confident they can go up there and win the game. So, like I say, I never predict games. I never put little W's and L's beside games, but I will say that East Carolina will go up there and play well, compete, will play their rear ends off, and they'll have a chance, I think, to win the game and play hard. They'll be very well prepared with Coach Montgomery, and I think they'll have an opportunity to win the football game on the road in a tough environment coming up on Saturday.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.